So let's talk old world versus new world. What we have on the left-hand side of the screen is what was traditionally thought of as the regulatory framework. The right-hand side is what we're starting to see emerge here. Limited geographic scope is becoming more extraterritorial in scope in terms of enforcement. Everyone knew the definition of PII, personally identifiable information. Now we're talking about personal information, personal data, maybe sensitive personal information. We're moving from sectoral privacy laws, which has traditionally been the framework here domestically, into more omnibus privacy laws, at least at the state level. Moving from scenarios where there had to be some sort of tangible harms in order for consumers to have some sort of rights of recovery, moving into where intangible harms can sometimes give rights to recovery as well. Focus on transparency is becoming more on a focus on consumer control, and limited enforcement is turning into more severe fines and enforcement. So, Alan, I'll let you start us off. Like, what are we seeing in terms of the enforcement? So we've talked about the statutes, what they say. We've talked about some of the regulations and the challenges there. But what are we seeing in terms of enforcement in the privacy space?
So at the government enforcement CLE, I really wanted to have a great slide that will show you all the different regulatory actions that have been taken and all the case law that has developed in this space because of this. And the simple answer here is there is not much, but it's on the horizon in this area. I think, I could point to the $1 billion that the FTC is asking for as a good justification for how we can expect this space to develop. A great place to start here, even though I promised to be domestically focused, is the GDPR. GDPR is the EU's privacy law, and it's been in effect since May of 2018. And I think that a lot of commentators in the privacy space, the real pro-privacy group, is extremely dissatisfied with the pace of fines that are available under GDPR, the actual number of cases that have been brought, and what cases have not yet been brought there. And mind you, GDPR allows for companies to be fined up to 4% of global revenue, which for large companies is a huge number, okay? Now, you have seen some sizable fines. Amazon has been fined roughly 746 million euro. That has not been announced, interestingly enough, by any enforcement agency, but was actually disclosed in an SEC filing by Amazon recently. So no one knows what this is about, except for this huge number, which is three times the size of any other GDPR-related fine. WhatsApp is 225 million, Google has a $50 million one, and by and large, these relate to transparency around the use of data for targeted advertising is sort of the general thematic element there. So that's where we've seen enforcement in Europe. The law that we have on the books now is in California and CCPA. A few months ago was the one sort of, the Attorney General came out and said, look, here, like a list of I think 27 different areas where we've had some enforcement activity. And I will say it's been very nascent, very limited. I would describe it as low-hanging fruit, where if you sell personal information, you're obliged to have a button at the bottom of your website. They've gone and seen if you have the button. Do you have portions of your privacy policy that give California-specific disclosures that are required under the law? Oh, those are absent. You're in trouble here. So it's sort of been a big mystery as to what the whoppers are going to be out there for companies. And I think there's a reason for this, and that is the CPRA, which is the new law that will supplement and override CCPA, mandates that California spin up a separate regulatory and investigative agency for privacy issues. If I was the California Attorney General, I would not invest my limited resources on a in-depth investigation where I wouldn't be able to see that through when this new regulatory agency spun up. So I think there's a sort of reason there for this limited enforcement activity so far. But I do think that if I was the head of a brand new privacy agency, I would want to have headlines that reflected that I was doing the job, that this was a ballot initiative that the voters asked me to do. So I think that, you know, I would not signal that this limited enforcement up so far is will be predictive of the future that we will live in going forward.
Yeah, and since this is really our only glimpse so far of what CCPA enforcement is going to look like, I want to hover here for a minute to talk a little bit more about these illustrative examples. I don't know that they were a representative sample of all of the cases or all of the notices that the AG's office may have sent. But the way the CCPA enforcement works for the moment is the AG's office can send a notice to a company saying, we think you are out of compliance with CCPA for the following reasons. And you've got 30 days to cure. I think most companies, according to the AG's office, have cured within that 30 days. At the time, they've issued some notices about status. There were some companies who were still within that 30-day window and some that were under an active investigation. But for the most part, companies get those notices, they evaluate compliance, and then they respond. And so what these examples were, there were 27 of them, as Alan mentioned, and they highlighted what the non-compliance was for each company. They highlighted what industry the company was in. They didn't name companies, but they gave the industry, and then they specified how the companies resolved the issue.